Customs and Border Protection has been mandated to hire 5,000 new employees, and according to a new report, the department is making some progress, but it's still not able to bring on as many officers as it is losing. That's what government executive correspondent Eric Katz found recently, and he joins us on the line now. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
So start by giving us an idea of how far CBP has gotten in terms of hiring. How many officers have they managed to bring on?
They're sort of still losing ground. They've hired more employees total over the last year or so, but they're having a lot of people drop out of the workforce, and they've actually netted a loss of employees over each year for the last several years.
Is that normal, Eric? Is there normally a lot of turnover at this agency?
Yeah, it's been something that's been going on for a while. As they've been struggling with the Congress has given them a floor for the minimum number of employees that they should have, and they've failed to keep up with that number. For years they've been authorized to have thousands of more hires, and they've been chipping away at that number, but haven't even reached that, let alone the number that President Trump asked for last year.
Right. And you report here that the department would need 750,000 applicants to fill this order of 5,000 openings. How does the math work there? Why so many?
Because really only about 1% of the people who apply ended up get taken on, and that's a number that's been actually increased. It used to be lower than that. The application process to be a Border Patrol agent or customs officer is quite rigorous. There's several steps they have to go through, about a dozen actually, including physical testing, polygraph testing, and a lot of people get knocked out of the during one of those stages. And in fact, only about 1 in 4 actually passes the polygraph.
Wow. We've reported on that, I know, before. What are some of the, I guess they've hired a contractor here to try and help hire some of these officers. What are some of the challenges they're trying to change? Are they looking at changing the process at all?
They've changed the process a little bit. They've changed the way the polygraph is conducted. They've changed some of the standards for the physical part of the test. And they've received allowances from the central office for personnel, the Office of Personnel Management, to hire more quickly. But more or less what the contractor is doing is the same thing as what CBP was already doing. It's just supposed to give additional support. Mm-hmm. But so far it hasn't been successful.
So I wonder what the budget looks like there then. How much money are they spending on this contractor versus how much they may have been spending before trying to hire this many new officers?
Well, that's interesting. So the contract is worth up to about $300 million, but it depends on how many employees they actually help CBP hire. And if you compare that to what CBP has been doing on its own, Congress has actually had to cut back on the appropriations that it's been giving to the agency to hire, because they've written in their spending bills over the last couple of years, consecutively over the last couple of years, that they sort of overestimated how much CBP could hire, and because of that, they had to actually withdraw funding and reallocate it for other purposes.
Right. All right. That is Government Executive Senior Correspondent Eric Katz. Eric, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.